from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. It's anything you ever wanted to know. I can't say Texas today for some reason. I don't know what it is. Let me start over. Okay, and here we go. From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas, it's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. Perhaps it's the polar vortex is affecting my pronunciation of Texas. It's Friday the 18th of July. It doesn't feel like July out there. It didn't this morning, at least. But we're taking your calls, your questions, your answers, your emails, your tweets live today. Call us at 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Starting off today, Michael in Dallas wrote to us via email, anything at kera.org. And he says, my mother recently passed away. Really sorry to hear that, Michael. He says, but she has several closets filled with clothes, many in excellent condition, many never worn at all. He says, I have no idea what to do with all these clothes. Do you just donate all of it? Is there a place that will purchase clothes? He says, I'm feeling slightly overwhelmed and would love some recommendations. Let's see. We got an email from Jim in Denton who says, I'm a straight man, but I'm interested in becoming more aware, knowledgeable, and involved in the plight of LGBTQ persons. Is there any place for open forum discussions about these issues in the DFW area? Jim says, I have many close family and friends that are lesbian and gay, but no close friends that identify as transgendered or questioning. He says, I'm always afraid of using the wrong language, the wrong terms, or inadvertently being offensive or insensitive, and would love the opportunity to understand more about the community and their feelings and trials. As far as LGBTQ awareness, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Gail emailed us from Azel, wanting to know if anyone has suggestions on where she can take her dogs swimming. She says, preferably at a beach by a lake where I can also swim with them. She says, I live on the west side of Fort Worth, and some area lakes are muddy or rocky and have no beach area, or they do not allow dogs in the people area. Gail says, I'm willing to drive a reasonable distance for a day's outing, and I can't seem to find anywhere to take them, and I don't have my own pool. So, in short, does anyone know of a swim area for dogs? Well, that's why we do the show. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. I've got the Twitter open here. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. You can send your questions and answers that way, too. And one more before we go to the phone. Let's see. This is from Isabel. Who says, I'm so curious to know what makes these little holes in my backyard. She says, I see them in the summer. They're all over the bare parts of my backyard. They're about the size of a nickel. Some of them are a little bit bigger. And if I'm running the hose, they fill up for about 30 seconds. And then flood over. And she sent a picture, and they're just little round, like she said, nickel-sized holes in the bare dirt of her backyard. I might have an idea on that, but we'll see what you think. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's start today with Ray in Dallas. Hello, Ray.
Hey, what's up, Jeff? How's it going?
It's going well.
Cool. So I had a quick question. I was watching World Cup recently, and I was wondering, who chooses the color that the goalies wear, and is there any reason behind the colors they choose? I saw Mexico playing Brazil, and the Mexican national team was wearing red, and I would assume if this is like a country type of competition, you would stay within your country's color, so choose either green or white instead of like a neon blue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I have no idea. It's a great question. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Cool.
All right, thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. That's where we find Ed in Arlington. Hello, Ed.
Hi, brief, quick, kind of sort of answers one question. The holes in the backyard, without seeing them, I first thought they were moles. The holes were moles, but then she said nickel size, so that makes me think possibly antlion. Does your website, your little forum there, take photographs from callers?
We don't have a way to share photographs.
Without seeing more, that's about as helpful as I can be. And see, there was another. Well, my question is: does anybody know of any madrone trees that do well in the Dallas-Fort Worth area? Do they survive? Are there any living in the wild that one can see, or does anybody know of any yards they've seen them
in? We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay, and then last answer, the guy with the clothes, his mom's clothes, the stuff that's never been worn, I would suggest either a consignment shop, that's a recognized phrase, look that up on the internet, or eBay, depending on if you want to put that much work into it, photographing it. And then the worn stuff, consider a garage sale or, again, eBay.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling, Ed.
Okay, bye.
Right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Maybe there's an estate sale company, too, that could take a look at if it's a lot of clothes. I don't know if they do too much of that, but that's one. So I was thinking of the holes in the backyard, and looking at this picture, this looks like what I've seen before around my neighborhood, and I think that it might be the burrows of cicada killer wasps. They live in the ground. They dig little nickel-sized holes, and they're really big and scary looking wasps, but they're actually, and they're pretty territorial too. The males are pretty territorial, but from what I understand, because I have them every year in my front flower bed just outside, and they're always, you know, they're flying sorties over the porch all the time. They get right up next to you, but they're not, they seem aggressive, they're just territorial, and they feast on the cicadas. So maybe our caller can look up the cicada killer burrow photo and see if it looks like what she's got. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to John in Fort Worth. Hello, John. John, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, go right ahead, please.
Well, I've worked in healthcare for many years, and on a few occasions I've dealt with schizophrenic patients, and studying it in school, we were told that when a person with schizophrenia hears voices, it originates from the same part of the brain where you hear the voice of a person that you're actually standing there talking to. So somebody put out the question, what if that person with schizophrenia is born deaf? Are they still going to hear voices? So I know this sounds like I'm being, you know, trying to be funny, but I'm not. I really did start wondering that. So wondered if anybody out there could offer some thoughts on that.
You know, I wonder if it's the same, too, if there's the opportunity for sort of that inner dialogue, too, when you kind of hear, you know, when you sort of hear your thoughts enunciated in your head.
You know, but, if someone who hasn't, being that this is a person who's never heard the spoken word,
right,
that really got me wondering.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see if somebody has a thought on that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. Fred says the nickel-sized holes are cicada burrows themselves, where I guess cicadas have crawled out, and the ones with fresh dirt around them are the cicada wasp burrows. Oh, that makes sense. Let's see, we got an email from, this is from Shedrick in Grand Prairie, who's looking for a place in the DFW area that will accept men's and women's dress shoes for recycling, or maybe resale. I'm not sure about recycling, but maybe if they're in good condition. That kind of falls into the clothing question we had. Thomas is wondering where to buy railroad ties in Fort Worth. I think we had this question a couple of weeks ago, and I think there's actually a store, if I remember correctly, vaguely, that specializes in railroad ties in Fort Worth. So maybe a quick search might yield that for Thomas. I was surprised at the answer, but it's out there. So up next on the phone at 800-933-5372 is Ryan in Carrollton. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
I have an answer regarding the sale of the clothes, particularly the ones that are in good shape. They can be gently worn or they can be brand new. But there is a store at Preston Road and 635 down kind of the North Dallas area there on the southeast corner in that shopping center called ReThreads. It's a great place to buy and to sell the stuff. I've used them before, and so anyway, it's a consignment store, but they'll take it on, inspect it, accept quite a bit of it, and put it out for sale for you.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
You bet. Thank you.
We got an email from Lillian on this as well, to anything at kera.org. that there is a YWCA resale shop in West Fort Worth. Said it's a very good place to donate clothes to. So there's a suggestion on that. Let's see. On the phone next at 800-933-5372 is Anna calling from Denton. Hello, Anna.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have an answer for the lady from Fort Worth with the dogs.
Yeah.
She could try the Ray Roberts Lake. They have some secluded beaches where I know you can take your dogs to. So if she's willing to drive all the way north from Fort Worth, she can find a place to get out with her dogs.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's see. From the inbox, Victor in Arlington says the Samaritan Inn in McKinney is a great place to donate used clothing. They have a truck pickup available for anywhere in Collin County. Donations go to benefit the homeless in the greater Dallas area because the Samaritan Inn receives people from Dallas, Collin, and other surrounding counties. Let's see. Danielle gave us a list. So many good options, Danielle says. Dots Closet, DOTS, benefits the terminally ill and disenfranchised at Live Oak and Skillman in Dallas. They will do consignments also. Danielle says there are various strictly consignment shops in the Metroplex if you want to sell them, although you'll have to sort by current season and make several trips. For example, she says Revente on Mockingbird Lane near 75 in Dallas is one of those. And other possible places for donations, Danielle says Second Chance Treasures, which benefits the Eastlake Pet Orphanage at Garland Road just after Peavey. Also, Goodwill Industries off Ross Avenue, the Salvation Army, and Danielle says City Square as well. So lots of really great suggestions there. 800-933-5372. Up next is Scott in Lakewood. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Doing great.
I had an answer for the gentleman calling about the goalie jersey from soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, the reason why the goalie jerseys are a different color than the other players is that it's easier for the referees to spot the goalies because they can use their hands if their jerseys are a different color.
Mm-hmm.
And then normally the home team picks their jerseys color first before the away team. So that's about it.
Gotcha. And I wonder if the goalies themselves choose, you know, because the teams in the World Cup wore different uniforms for every game. I wonder if the teams pick the goalie's outfit or if the goalie gets to pick.
I guess it kind of depends on the team, but, you know, every team has like a home and away, and normally the goalies also have at least two different colors that I suppose they can choose from.
Cool. All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Certainly.
Up next is Herschel in Grapevine. Hello, Herschel.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey there.
I actually had a follow-up to exactly what your caller just said.
Yeah.
In addition to goalkeepers having to wear different colors so the referee can spot them easily, they also tend to wear really bright colored jerseys in an attempt to distract the striker. Whether or not that actually works is a bit anecdotal, but it's kind of traditional now. And goalies usually get to pick their jerseys. And if you watch Tim Howard at Everton, he actually has an awesome camo jersey.
Oh, cool. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
No problem. Thank you.
Makes me wish we had one or two more weekends of World Cup action. It was a good tournament. Really exciting. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA. It's a good show today. Also, you know, pretty exciting. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Or, hey, tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. We'll be back. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We heard from Joe on Twitter who says Dallas Air Dogs in Midlothian does dock diving training for dogs. They have classes, and you can get in the pool with them to help them learn. This is an answer to our listener who wanted to swim with her dogs. So there's Dallas Air Dogs from Joe. Christy, over at the Dallas Morning News, says, hey, the Dallas Morning News has a new blog, lgbtqblog.dallasnews.com. And this is an answer to our listener who wanted some advice for a forum to to learn more about the LGBTQ community. And Christy says, contributors there would love to hear from your listener. 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk on the phone to Robert in Richardson. Hello, Robert.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
I think I have an answer for the lady with the small holes in her backyard.
Uh-huh.
It's less likely to be antlions or wasps and more likely just to be June bugs. I get those same holes. They're about the size of my finger, maybe my small finger. They come straight up out of the ground, and you see them in the bare areas, but if you could get down between the blades of grass, you'd find them in the grassy areas, too.
Yeah, the bug formerly known as the grubworm.
Yes, it is a grubworm, and many times I've dug them up as they're halfway changed between a grub and a June bug. You can see the formation. It's kind of interesting.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Get out there with her shovel.
All right.
Have a good day, Jeff.
You too. Appreciate it. Let's talk next to Kelly in Dallas. Hello, Kelly.
Hi.
Hey there.
I love KDRA.
Oh, thanks
for taking my call.
Sure.
The other thing that something that they may not have thought of is squirrels for digging up the holes. The squirrels are really active right now, and they are still digging up nuts that they've buried or other insects. And I've seen our squirrels out in the backyard digging up like crazy and leaving all these small little surface level kind of holes that are about that big and maybe only an inch deep.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Lots of leads on backyard hole diggers and things I didn't think of before. So thanks so much to everybody for contributing on that one. Jay says, for the gentleman wanting to get more in touch and learn more about the LGBTQ community, could try PFLAG Dallas or the Resource Center of Dallas. You might do a search for PFLAG Dallas, but the Resource Center of Dallas is rcdallas.org. So there's some good resources there. Let's see. Joan in Dallas says there are, of course, a number of charitable organizations where you can donate your clothes. Most would be glad to accept clothes and shoes. Most sell them to raise money. However, one that comes to mind is called Attitudes and Attires. They give clothes to women who are hoping to get into the workforce and desperately need appropriate clothes, and they're located near the Trade Center. Again, they're called Attitudes and Attires. And, you know, Joan in Dallas, who wrote this email, is absolutely right. There are opportunities if you have, in the case of our listener whose mother recently died and has lots of clothes that were in really, really good condition, you know, that donation might actually help someone get a job. Appropriate clothes for interview is a challenge for some people. Sheila in Arlington suggests Mission Arlington. They do take clothing donations, and they pick up. And Sheila says the great thing about them is that they give the clothes they collect to the needy. They don't resell them like many others do. So, and let's see, there's a couple more here I want to get through. Let's see. Danielle says, Shedrick can take the shoes for Dress for Success at Valley View Mall. They help outfit women who are just coming off assistance and need clothes and shoes for job interviews. So there's another one, Dress for Success. And let's see, one more email. Carlos recommends Plato's Closet for reselling good shape clothing. The Disabled Veterans of America has an agency that coordinates home pickup. 800-933-5372. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Meher in Dallas. Hello, Meher.
Yes, Jeff.
Yes.
I live in an apartment, and I have a lot of plants growing, herbs as well as flowering plants.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed since last 1 month, a lot of grasshoppers are eating away the plant leaves and taking away all the moisture. So what can I do to eradicate the grasshoppers?
Okay, well, we'll see. And these are potted plants on a patio, or are they in the ground?
In No, they are potted plants in the planters.
Okay. We'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Thank you so much.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Well, let's talk next to Wanda in Denton. Hello, Wanda.
Hi.
Hey there.
I missed the part about the railroad ties, if the person was going to use them for a raised bed garden.
Uh-huh.
But they contain arsenic, so it's not a good idea to do that, even though you see a lot of people have them, but they do contain arsenic.
Very good. Well, thanks for calling, Wanda.
Sure. Right. Thanks. Bye.
And I think that call, that question or email was just looking for railroad ties. I don't remember that they were talking about what they were going to use them for specifically. Let's see. Up next on the phone at 800-933-5372 is Tom in Mesquite. Hello, Tom.
Hi.
Hey there.
Okay, Jeff, I've got an answer for the lady that wants to take her dog swimming.
Okay.
Dinosaur Valley State Park, which is on the Pilexi River, is not far from Fort Worth. It's in Glen Rose. And you pay the park admission, you can go in there and jump in the river with your dog. And it's set up for swimming.
Very good. Hey, thanks for the lead.
Sure thing. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Let's get one more on this from Christian in Plano. Hello, Christian.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
All right, so the dog thing, this is kind of a month away, but at the end of the year, a lot of the water parks on the very last day do a charity event where you can take your dogs to go swimming. So like Lazy River, the wave pool, stuff like that. So I know Hawaiian Falls locations, they do it. You know, there's a handful of them, but it seems like the last day of the year, they let everybody bring
right,
their dogs in.
Right before they drain the pools
drain
for
them.
The... All right. Sounds like fun. Thanks for calling, Christian.
No problem.
All right. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Jan in Dallas. Hello, Jan.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
I was wanting to let you know about a store called The Plaid Door. It's associated with St. Luke's Episcopal Church at Royal Lane and the Toll Road. And they take consignments, and they also do donations. They resell and then distribute the money on a quarterly basis within the church and also to outreach programs throughout Dallas. And then when things don't sell, they donate them to various organizations around Dallas.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling, Jan.
Thank you.
Right. Lines open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. That's the same for Twitter, where I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Charles emailed us and says, I recently lost my ID. I Googled my name and found that someone else might be using my identity. What's the best way to take care of this, possibly even involving the police? Does anybody know? Well, I think the first thing that you want to do is put a freeze on all of your credit cards, and you would want to do it also through your, the credit score, the credit reporting agencies, TransUnion, those guys. You have to have had some sort of event, I believe. So you might need to contact the police first, just so you have documentation that there's been a complaint. But that would be because you don't want anybody opening new lines of credit under your identity. I think that's the big issue. But we'll see if we get some answers for you on that too. This is from Elise, who says people who suffer from schizophrenia, who are deaf, whether acquired or born, do have auditory delusions, but they're typically in their preferred form of communication. So someone who uses sign language may report that they saw moving lips or hands voicing the delusions. And Elise added an article with some evidence. So you might actually be able to search for an answer on this online. It looks like it's been covered in the literature. Dana wants to know, why does the city of Dallas frequently open water pipes and allow them to run for hours? We've had this question a lot, and we get lots of emails, even with pictures attached, that say, why is this water running on this street? And we've had, as I said, there's a couple of reasons as far as the answers we've received on the show. Sometimes they're adjusting the pressure in the fire hydrant system, or they're cleaning out a fire hydrant line so that it doesn't get corroded, or And a lot of times this is the case in the summer, I think, when water mains break. You know, they'd have to go back in and replace a water main, and then it's all filled with dirt and stuff. So they're actually cleaning it out because it's, you know, it's the water's not clean. We'll see if we get maybe more elegant version of that answer from someone listening as well. Let's see. This is from Haile Michael, who says, what is the meaning of the word parish? I hear New Orleans and Louisiana have parishes. Why is it only in Louisiana? 800-933-5372. Let's go next on the phone to Mario in Garland. Hello, Mario.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, doing well.
Great, great. Hey, I've got an answer to why the goalkeepers wear different uniforms on the soccer field.
Okay.
The actual reason why they wear different uniforms is because the goalkeeper is the only person that is allowed to use their hands. So it helps the officiators whenever they're all bundled up there at the within the box, and the goalie's the only one that can use his hand to avoid a goal.
Very good. Thanks so much for calling.
You're very welcome.
Let's see. We got a tweet to @JeffWhittington from Cody, who says, your listener with identity theft, he should actually report it to the FBI rather than the police. So there's that suggestion. From the email, anything at KERA.org, Tim suggests putting up a bird feeder for a solution to the grasshopper problem. He says, if you're okay with having birds around, they don't tend to eat the plants, but they will eat the grasshoppers or at least scare them away. Good suggestion there. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Janet in Plano. Hello, Janet.
Hi.
Hey there.
So I had my first ever vegetable garden this year, and it's so much fun. I've got tomatoes and squash and
awesome.
All kinds of that fresh vegetables in a raised garden outside. But bugs are eating this stuff faster than I can, than they can actually get ripe. And somebody told me the other day it's too late to try to put anything on them to keep the bugs off. So I'm a newbie, my first garden. I don't know how to get the bugs off of my vegetables. Is there a way or is it too late?
Well, we'll see if we get a suggestion for you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Devin in Dallas. Hello, Devin.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm here at our, I'm answering the question that the man several minutes ago asked about, can schizophrenic people that are blind or deaf hear voices? And to my understanding, schizophrenia isn't just hearing voices. It's also seeing seeing images that aren't there, sometimes, you know, minor hallucinations.
Right.
There's
a variety of delusions related to the disorder known as schizophrenia.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But like the answer that the lady gave, a couple of answers before me, saying that they can see the movements of, like, you know, reading lips and the sign language for it. That's true. And furthermore, they also see a lot of different images, as like hallucinations.
Great. Well, hey, Devin, thanks for calling.
Yes. Oh, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Okay. Synesthesia is a disorder of the brain. I wouldn't really call it a disorder, but and it's where you can see colors for people when they talk, and colorblind people can't see the colors, but they can see different, like, they can see zigzags for different words or, like, smooth slopes or things like that.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling, Devin.
No problem.
All right. Line open 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Irene in Dallas. Hello, Irene.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
So I just wanted to add about the attitudes and attire.
Sure.
That Bibb and Tuckers, the cleaners, the dry cleaners chains, they will accept donations for attitudes and attire, any one of them, and they can give you a receipt. So,
great.
Sometimes it's more convenient than going down to the trade center or whatever. So.
Fantastic. Hey, thanks for calling.
No problem.
Let's see. Up next. Thank you. Up next to 800-933-5372 is Charles in Weatherford. Hello, Charles.
Hi.
Hi there.
Reference the person talking about the railroad ties. I was just at an estate sale at 206 Wiggs Lane in Weatherford, which, by the way, is huge, and they got a lot of railroad ties they're selling as well, along with, by the way, thousands of antique glassware and antique, really antique furniture and stuff. And I also have an answer for the flushing the fire hydrants.
Yeah.
Having worked in that field for many years, they flush those things to make sure that chlorine, which disinfects the water, is up in dead-end lines and where fire hydrants are to keep the water sterile or pure is the main reason they flush them. And they actually, there are state rules and so forth that require them to maintain certain levels of chlorine. That is the reason they do it. Anyway, those railroad ties and all the antique glassware and stuff, it's in Weatherford, on the south end of Weatherford at 206 Wiggs, if that fellow needs them. They had a huge pile of them along with them. It's a monster.
Thanks so much for calling, Charles. All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk, you know what? Let's wait. Y'all hang on. We're going to have a break here in just a second because we got an email from Cindy about the madrone trees. And Cindy says they're not native to the Dallas area. You can find them in the Hill Country and also in Guadalupe Mountains National Park in West Texas. Cindy says you always see young madrone trees growing in nature butted up against a similar-sized juniper tree. Apparently, the juniper is needed for the madrone to mature. Once the madrone reaches a mature size, the juniper may die or be removed. When I tried to transplant them here in Tarrant County, they always died. But at the time, I didn't know that the juniper was needed. The best approach would be to dig both the madrone and juniper together and replant them together. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. More anything you ever wanted to know coming up. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Up next on the phone, we have Jay in Dallas. Hello, Jay.
Howdy.
Hey there.
I was calling with some, hate to say, but more information on the water main thing.
Sure.
Mainly, what they did, the reason they're opening the fire hydrants is usually to relieve pressure on the line. You can do that for a bunch of different reasons. If there's been a breakage in the line that they had to put a seal on, or if they had to replace some of the pipe, or if there's been some kind of contamination at the line, there's a different set of valves that they'll shut off everything with, and then after they shut it off, they want to clean the line out, so they empty all of the water out, either so they can repair where the breakage was or so they can get whatever contamination there is out. Then they'll flush the line out, and then they'll fill it with water again, and then they'll shut it off.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right. Up next is Maggie in Fort Worth. Hello, Maggie.
Hello.
Hey there.
Grasshoppers have been a real problem, and I think the caller who said bugs are eating her plants, I've been seeing the same thing the last couple of years. Last year, I tried getting some Nolo bait, which you put out when the grasshoppers are really small, and it kills them. But the trouble is the grasshoppers travel, so that's kind of a waste of money, in my opinion. And last year, I bought a bag. It's kind of an investment because they only sell it like 40 or 50 pounds. It's called Surround WP. It's a very fine kaolin clay, and you mix it up. It's like latex paint. You can add a little orange oil to give it a little extra boost, and then you literally spray it on enough that your plants look like they've been sprayed with paint. They're white. And they grow a little slower because there's less light, but it really does repel grasshoppers. I'm trying something else before I go to that stage this year. A caller to Howard Garrett's program this last weekend reminded us that self-rising flour has something, maybe the baking soda in it, that seems to kill grasshoppers. So I put some out right before the rain. I've got to put some more out, but I'm testing some of my plants to see if sprinkling flour liberally over them will get rid of some of the grasshoppers. This caller claimed that he had lots of dead grasshoppers on the ground under his plants. So the self-rising flour is a couple dollars. The surround is like $65. You know, people can choose which route they want to go.
Well, thanks for calling, Maggie.
Okay, right. Bye-bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Austin in Gainesville. Hello, Austin.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
I was calling about parishes in Louisiana to answer the lady's question. Basically, they have parishes there, whereas we have counties here. It's a political division. And I believe the terminology comes from the old French law. In fact, I know I'm not an attorney, but I know that civil and criminal law and the procedures in Louisiana is actually based on the old French law. So the bar exam in Louisiana is a whole lot different than it is here. But whereas we have a county courthouse, they have a parish, a courthouse, and I believe they're the only state in the nation that they call them parishes. There may be a couple others, but it's a French term, and that's where that originates from.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Let's see. Tom says parish and county are the same thing. Parish is from the French and is why formerly French Louisiana uses that moniker. There are no counts in English America, so that name, counties, I guess, in English America, so that name is no more logical, just a holdover from, he says there are no more counts, so the word county is just a holdover from the past as well. Makes sense. And Marcel sent me a tweet at Jeff Whittington at Twitter, and he says, colonial Louisiana local governments used parish due to the Roman Catholic influence of the French and Spanish colonists. So I think we got that one nailed down. 800-933-5372. Let's see. Of course, we have to get an email in about diatomaceous earth. Edgar in DFW says, diatomaceous earth, Bacillus thuringiensis, and neem oil along with essential oil sprays can be applied anytime to your plants to help mitigate damage from insects. They can even be applied the day of harvest, but he says it won't do much good then. 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Prasad in Plano. Hello, Prasad.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Love your show. Had a question. You know, I have these black ants. These are smaller than the regular fire ants.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried all kinds of pesticides. I've tried the Andro, but it just doesn't seem to get rid of it. So if I have a question on that, I'd be very grateful. Thanks a lot and have a great day.
Sure. You know, we actually had – this is the season for the little black pharaoh ants to get into your kitchen and stuff. And we actually had success with a little like a little water, vinegar, and soap mixture. You might just look up, you know, the proportions online. And plus, it's not a pesticide that you're spraying around in your kitchen. And it I can't remember exactly the recipe, but you might look up, you know, vinegar and soap, dish soap, or like Dr. Bronner's soap recipe for insect repellent.
All right. Thanks, Ian.
Thanks for calling. We'll see if we get other suggestions on that as well. Let's see. Turn it into the critter call-in hour, as it usually does in the spring and summer. Let's talk next to Travis in Dallas. Hey, Travis.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
I had two possible answers. I would also suggest the neem oil, N-E-E-M, for the bugs. It'll basically kind of smother them. Also, the lady can just go get some marigolds, lots and lots of marigolds, because bugs do not like them at all.
Yeah, when I used to have a pretty large backyard garden in the ground, this is the pre-chicken era, I would plant I'd plant marigolds because you can't really do it with chickens and letting them run around. But I'd plant marigolds at the end of each row, and it really did help. It helped keep the bugs off the rows, and they were kind of sacrificial slug bait too.
No, I only suggested that since it's growing late for her summer vegetables.
Right. So. Yeah. All right.
Also for the ants, seven dust works really good. But also one thing the ants do not like is they do not like chalk.
Very good.
You can draw a nice line where they are, and they are very hesitant to cross a line of chalk, believe it or not.
Well, thanks for calling, Travis.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. This is why I remembered this, because as Rick emailed us, the place to get railroad ties in Fort Worth is called Fort Worth Railroad Ties, and it's at the Wilbarger exit southbound on East Loop 820, and it's called Fort Worth Railroad Ties. So it couldn't be any simpler than that. Let's see. This is from someone, Jody, who says, any person who believes they are a victim of identity theft must first make a police report with the law enforcement agency of the city in which they reside. Additionally, as you said, I think she means me, all three credit bureaus, the IRS, Social Security, and the DMV, or driver's license offices. Jody says, I speak from experience as my identity was stolen 3 years ago. Jody suggests keep very good notes about who you talk to and when, and pray for patience. So, good answers there. 800-933-5372. Oh, yeah, here's another one from anything at kera.org, our email inbox, from someone who says, railroad ties near Fort Worth, Builders Supply Warehouse, located in Richland Hills, near Carson and Belknap. And this is from Aaron in North Richland Hills. Builders Supply Warehouse. Those are the two answers we got a couple weeks ago when someone was asking about railroad ties in Fort Worth. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Bob in Denton. Hey, Bob.
Hello. I think I'm on my cell phone, so I was trying to listen. I think you've got most of the answer on the parishes.
Yeah.
It is from the Catholic Church. It's back when the Catholic Church and the government at that time were pretty much all in one, and the parish is a priest is assigned to parish, and everybody in that parish, that's their priest. You don't go to whatever church you want. You're assigned a priest, and you're part of a diocese. And so the government just kept that parish designation as also part of your county that you live in. So it's back when, before the separation of church and state, when there was they were connected pretty much.
They were, church and state were, that was it.
One of the same.
Church, were, state, yeah.
You were assigned a priest in that area, and that's where you went, that's where you got married, and
right.
And funerals and baptisms and everything were right there in your parish church, and you had your parish government, and it was all kind of tied together.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling, Bob.
Absolutely. Love your show.
Thank you. Let's get one more on this from Judy in Waxahachie. Hey, Judy.
Hello. I'm also calling about the Louisiana parishes.
Yeah.
The reason it's only in Louisiana is that Louisiana law is based on French Napoleonic Code, whereas the rest of the United States is based on English common law.
Very good.
And as the other callers have said, the parishes was the unit of government based on the Catholic parish system within the church. I also have a suggestion for the caller with the ants. They don't like cucumber peel. If you could locate where they are, you know, put a couple pieces out. You may want to spray the location they're coming in with vinegar to make their lives a little unhappy.
Great suggestions, Judy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Right. Thank you. Enjoy your show.
I appreciate it. Let's talk next to Katie calling from Plano. Hello, Katie.
Hi, Jeff. Hey. I have another critter question for you.
Okay.
We live in a condo complex, and our neighbors have begun feeding the squirrels just because they think it's cute. And now the squirrels have become rather destructive. They, you know, tear up property and plants, and if you pass by and you don't give them the squirrel, they follow you. So my question is, what are some things that can be put down to repel the squirrels If anybody has any ideas, I'd love to hear them. Thanks. Love your show.
You know, I think we probably won't get a bunch of answers for you today because we just have a couple of minutes left. But the I think I hear someone getting ready to call in with the rubber snake suggestion. You know, the big rubber snake that you move around. But you might want to tell people, hey, I'm going to put this rubber snake out here. And then I don't know if you have, you said you're in a condo. I don't know if you have an HOA or some kind of, you know, group that everybody.
We do, but I'm afraid that the management company might want to, like, put poison down or something.
Right.
And I don't want to kill them. I just want them to, you know, be somewhat deterred from
scare them off.
Coming near the coming near property.
We'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
All right.
But probably next week, okay?
Sounds good. All right. Bye-bye.
Let's see, 800-933-5372. Time for at least one more call. Let's talk to Mark in Dallas. Hello, Mark.
Hi.
Hi there.
Let's see, I actually supervise the retail operations for the Salvation Army Family Stores in the Dallas area.
Mm-hmm.
And we receive tremendous amounts of donations as a result of exactly what the gentleman caller had mentioned, whether it's furniture, automobiles, all sorts of things. The difference is that we are completely not for profit, and all of the proceeds actually generate revenue for the Adult Rehabilitation Center, which houses about 150 men at a time who are recovering from drug and alcohol problems. And so they're also the ones who work in the sorting facility, it's completely not-for-profit and faith-based. We will come and pick up. We'll do whatever, you know, whatever we need to do. And I think a lot of people come here because of the program and what it means.
Great. Hey,
so I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Well, I thought I would put that out there because as I've traveled around I've come to a not-for-profit later in my career. I was certainly for-profit before. I think a lot of people don't understand exactly what we do and how it operates. Every
right.
command is different, and every officer in the Salvation Army is actually a minister.
Well, you know, Mark, it's funny because I've worked almost my whole career in a not-for-profit, both literally and figuratively. And
right.
we spend a lot of time on the air a couple of times a year explaining to our listeners what that means. So thanks very much for calling. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
And I think a lot of those organizations that we mentioned, I mean, a lot of them ring bells for me at least. And I think that, you know, there are lots and lots of worthy charities and not-for-profits here in North Texas who, you know, if you have extra stuff and especially if you're, you know, trying to, you know, reduce how much stuff you've got, you know, take a look around. And, you know, ask questions. It's always good to ask questions about who you're donating to. Well, you've spent another hour with us for Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker. Today, our show was engineered by Alan Roberts, and Fiona Norton answered your phone calls. Christine McConnell produces the podcast, and you can find those podcasts for click and listen or download at kera.org/anything. You can email us your questions and answers, comments and suggestions, as I said, at anything@kera.org. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And I hope everybody has a fantastic and safe weekend. And thanks again for spending an hour with us and for listening and for writing and calling in.